Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, whenever we do second date updates, some people actually want a second date. Some people just want to figure out what happened on their date and why the person isn't calling them back.
Yeah.
And then there's Sean, who's on the phone for a second date update right now, and he wants both, pretty much. He says it was one of the strangest dates he's ever been on.
Ooh.
So, Sean, how are you?
Hey, guys, I'm good. I'm just trying to figure things out.
Yeah, I mean, most people who do this segment say that their date was bad or something, but strange is an interesting description to me.
Yeah, I've just been trying to figure it out, and I don't understand. I've asked my friends. I could use some help here.
Okay, what's the girl's name you want to call?
Jessica.
Jessica, All right, and tell us a little bit about your date with Jessica.
Okay, where to start?
Oh, no.
All right, so we met online. Mm-hmm. She's super cute, so I figure, okay, let's go to a bar, let's talk. So we go to this Irish pub, and you know those dates where it's just, like, not right, you know, where, like, you're trying to have conversation, but there's always this awkward silence or long pauses, and you can kind of, like, never get any momentum?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Sounds fun.
It was just painful.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
All right, so this is happening. I've had this situation before. It's like there's not chemistry or whatever. So after like 45 minutes, you know, I gave it the good old college try or whatever. Mm-hmm. We weren't clicking. So I just say like, hey, we can just leave. We can just end this date. And that's okay.
And what did she say to that?
She seemed super relieved.
Okay.
So there were no hard feelings. You know, we're both adults. Like it all feels very copacetic or whatever. And then she asks me to walk her to her apartment, which, you know, it's relatively early in the evening, but the sun's down. And so she says she just wants to have somebody take her back to her apartment. And that makes sense to me, you know, just to be a nice guy. I say, sure.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're walking to her apartment, and I guess, like, thinking back, like, the conversation started getting a little bit better, you know, like, there was a little less tension in the air or whatever as we were walking.
So now you're getting along.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We get to her place, and I have no idea why she did this, but she invites me up.
What?
I guess things got a lot better then.
Whoa.
Right?
So you went from, let's end the date, this is horribly awkward, to come on up to my place.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on either. In my head, I was thinking, really? Like, I didn't say that out loud, but I was totally thinking.
Yeah. So did the date continue up there?
Surprisingly, it did.
Really?
I had, like, no expectations. Yeah, I wasn't planning on anything happening. I was just like, all right, well, let's see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Or maybe she was just even inviting you to be polite because she thought it was a polite thing to do after you walked her home.
I don't know. I guess my mom's friends would say, like, do you want a glass of water or something? It wasn't, like, that polite, but,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
So how did things go up there?
We're hanging out, and we're watching TV. We start watching some game shows, and we're laughing about how cheesy that is, and I guess, like, because all the tension was gone and because we were laughing with each other and just being ourselves, you know, one thing leads to another and we end up hooking up.
Oh, what? My God.
Did she initiate this?
I'm sure dudes say this all the time. It felt like it was mutual. It didn't feel like one of us made the initiating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a big switch from not wanting to talk to you to
now they can't keep their hands off each other.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why, as I remember it, I did not initiate because, you know, it felt like it was so not going to happen. So anyway, that happens. It's really nice. She's great, whatever.
She's great, whatever.
I mean, I don't want to give details, you know.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Did you stay the night?
Well, here's the thing. She gets up to use the bathroom, and then I hear the apartment door close.
Okay.
And I wait for 45 minutes alone in her apartment.
What?
Weird. She left?
She just left me in her apartment.
That's weird.
Whoa, weird.
She must have really wanted to get out of there.
Yeah.
After 45 minutes, I was like, all right, I don't know what's going on. She didn't text me or leave a note or anything, so I just left.
Wow.
Huh.
She wasn't
so
like,
she ghosted you in her own apartment.
Right? Like, was it a weird booty call that she didn't want to? I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, like, I've texted her. I tried calling her once. Radio silence. And me and my buddies, we don't understand this one. So I could just use some help.
Yeah, that's
confusing. Wow.
But you would, if, like, there's a normal excuse for it, you would want to see her again still?
it felt like there was some chemistry, so maybe things could happen, and kind of want to know if I did anything weird so that I won't do it again.
Yeah,
well, and that's so strange, like, to finish all of it and then leave. Like, if there's something really weird happening, she would probably tell you in the middle of it.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's like an old, like, horror story or something where, like, the person disappears and, you know, they've never been in that apartment for 30 years or something.
Yeah. I bet that was the longest 45 minutes of your life, just laying there. Like, is she going to come back? Is she not? Like, what?
Time slowed down to a crawl.
Yeah,
I think that I have never been so scared.
Oh, man.
All right, well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and see if we can figure it out for you with your second date update, okay?
All right, thanks. I really want to figure this out.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.